There are over 500,000 kids in foster care across the United States, and making sure they're well taken care of takes a village. I'm Erin Lindstrom, and this is Foster Care Aware, a production brought to you by Tidewater Friends of Foster Care with support from the Barry Robinson Center. If you've had it on your heart to become a foster parent, volunteer, donor, advocate, or just want to learn more, you're in the right place. For more information on how to move forward, head to fostercareaware.org/next steps. And now I'm thrilled to share today's segment with you. Hey, I'm Erin Lindstrom, and I am joined by Audra Bullock, the president and director of Tidewater Friends of Foster Care, and Nicola Diaz, the membership director of the Hampton Family YMCA and a former foster youth. Nicola, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks guys for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. So I would love for you to kind of take a minute and introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about how you ended up in this position at the Y and a little bit about the Y's mission.
Yeah, so my name is Nicola and I am currently the membership director of the Hampton Family YMCA. I've been in the fitness field for over 8 years at this point. I was actually the former wellness director here and I just became the membership director. And I think that I'm most looking forward here to just creating community partnerships.
That's good. So fantastic, Nicola. We recently, TFSC recently partnered with you all, the YMCA of the Virginia Peninsulas, to provide expanded services to foster youth and their families. For our viewers who don't know about this type of partnership, you know, it started in the Southampton Road system, and you all so generously agreed to do exactly what we were doing on the south side on the peninsula, and that's to help us provide memberships for foster youth and their families for free, completely subsidized by the Y in partnership with us, as well as all kinds of activities, including swim lessons and camps. So can you talk to us a little bit about why it's important to serve this particular segment of the community?
Sure. So I just feel like this is one of those underserved populations. We are really aiming to give children resources that they may not have access to. Like Audra talked about a little bit, we are providing them with swim lessons, with summer camp, and with any kind of sports camps, vouchers, and things like that they may not have access to. So for me, it's really important. I think that the children here need it, and they'll absolutely love our programs at the Y.
I completely agree, because the Y is so much more than a gym. As it says on the poster behind you, you all are for social responsibility and youth leadership and development. And so I can't say enough amazing things about the Y and what they've done for local foster families. But you have a more personal experience with foster care. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it drives you professionally today?
Sure. So when I was first proposed with taking over this partnership with Tidewater Friends of Foster Care, at first I was a little bit quiet about my journey. I just wanted to kind of see where this was going to go. But as we kind of progressed, I did want to talk a little bit about, I was a foster child. My siblings and I were in foster care for about 7 years on and off. And then finally, our grandparents were able to formally take custody of us and get us out of the foster care system, which was good. But I had a really great foster care experience. I had amazing foster parents. You know, this month is Foster Care Awareness Month, and I got to really just recognize my foster parents because they were awesome. So this project, when I was given this project, by the membership vice president, I was really excited and happy just to take it over because I feel like it, you know, it really holds a special place in my heart.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And we so appreciate you. And we're so glad you had a positive experience in foster care. Many children are not so lucky. And that's one of our missions, is to try and change that. So we so appreciate your partnership from a personal perspective and an organizational perspective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is incredible. Nicola, I have a question for you. So at the time of this recording, we are in an unprecedented time right now with COVID-19, and the Y is really standing out as a leader of supporting the community. Can you talk to us a little bit about what the Y is doing for local families?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So we are currently providing childcare for essential personnel, and we have been doing that since we closed the doors. We closed the doors on March 15th, and right since then, we decided that we were going to open our doors still for childcare. So we have maintained essential personnel childcare this entire time. We've been doing some blood drives. Actually, we just had a blood drive at one of our locations today. We've did some food collection donations. I know that the YMCA of the Southampton Roads has actually did some food distributions. They've partnered with the food banks, and they've been able to do some distribution for food. So we are still out in the community providing services, and we're going to continue to provide those services no matter what changes here.
Yeah, I can attest to that. So the YMCA of Southampton Roads also did a distribution of Easter baskets to our foster families. It was fantastic. You guys are just an amazing, amazing community resource and partner. I'm always blown away by what the Y is able to do. So when normal operations resume, what are the broader services that the Y has to offer, not just the foster families with our organization, but the whole state?
Yeah, you know, we just really pride ourselves on overall health and wellness. For the Y, it's not just about the body, the physical portion. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all three of those things kind of intertwined. And so we provide things on all of those levels. For regular fitness, everybody knows the Y has a regular gym. We have, most of our YMCAs actually have pools or major aquatic centers, and we do have them here. We provide childcare, summer camp, lots of sports and recreational activities for children. So we're out here doing a lot for the full family, and that I think that truly is our focus, is strengthening the family.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the Virginia Peninsula's system of Y's? I know that there are different organizations, like there's a Southampton Roads, and that's got I don't know how many, 18 or something Y's. Tell us about the Virginia Peninsula Y.
Sure, we have 17 centers, and we operate all the way through the peninsulas. It's about over a 600-mile radius that we actually encompass. And so some of our YMCAs are out in small, remote locations. And then down here in that Hampton, Newport News area, they're a little bit more condensed. But we do have 17 centers that we actively operate all of our programming out of. Like I said, you can have childcare, summer camp, and then just small fitness facilities and things like that.
Wonderful. Fantastic.
Amazing. So if people want to learn more about the YMCA on the peninsula, where should they go? What's a good next step?
So our website is www.ymcavp.org. That's the very first step. We have a beautiful landing page there, and you can find out all of those questions and things that you would have.
Amazing. And Audra, can you tell us, you mentioned that TFFC works with foster parents to get them Y memberships. Can you speak a little bit about that? And if people are interested with foster children, what should they do to take advantage of that partnership?
Sure. Thanks for asking, Erin. So, you know, as an organization, we've partnered with the Y, but in general, across the state, the Y has partnered with Virginia Fosters to provide open doors discount, a 50% member discount for any foster family. So that is just phenomenal. But for those families that are in our service region, which is the South Side and now into Newport News, if you have a child in one of those cities, you can come to us and we will underwrite the entire membership in partnership with the Y for free. Now, we provide that to the foster youth. It's in the foster youth name. And the unique thing is the way that Y has allowed us to define this is very child-centric, so that if the child moves from home to home, which unfortunately children do in foster care sometimes, the membership goes with them. So it's theirs to own and have. And the family that they're living with then becomes the defined family on the membership and can benefit. So it's a very unique structure. Again, it's something that's a benefit for children and their families, and we're so happy to do that. They also have a swim certificate program where we can provide swim lessons through the Y for free, sports certificates, sports seasons for free. So they can all go to our website, tidewaterffc.org, under extracurricular activities, and learn all about it there.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Nicola. That was amazing. Thank you for sharing your heart and your story.
and for doing this work and helping our communities thrive.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys, for having me. And thanks for being a partner, Audra. Honestly, I can't thank you enough. I really believe that you're serving the community. And so thank you.
Oh, no, thank you, Nicola. Without partnerships like this, we couldn't do it. So thank you. And I appreciate
it. Takes a village. Yep. I just love watching this because it's like everyone coming together from the nonprofit organizations to our community partnerships. Like, it's really amazing. So thank you both on behalf of everyone watching.
And a big thank you for listening. Foster Care Aware is all about spreading the word about how we can help the kids who are in care in whatever capacity works for you. Tidewater Friends of Foster Care is here to help support you through the journey. Whether you want to be a foster parent, volunteer, donor, or advocate, head on over to fostercareaware.org/nextsteps to learn more.